Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Good to be with you. I received an email from a bus driver in Georgia, Metro Atlanta, and it clearly showed a bus super packed. Now, someone said to me, because I emailed this picture to a couple of people, and someone said, well, Rashad, you don't know if this picture came from before COVID-19 or after COVID-19. And I said, well, I don't remember half of people on MARTA wearing a face mask before COVID-19. So I'm going to trust the driver's word on this one. We have a MARTA bus employee on the show. She just called the station. Sean, who works for MARTA. Let's go to Sean. Sean, good day. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So tell us what's happening with MARTA. We had the CEO on last week. He talked about doing everything they can do to make sure MARTA employees are safe. I read earlier on this show an email that said mask had been ordered and also a $25 stipend will be given to frontline workers at MARTA who make $75,000 a year or less. Tell us what the atmosphere is now at MARTA.
As of Friday, myself, I asked the dispatch in the garage for a mask. They said we do not provide masks. That's the first thing. I have not received any sanitizer. I even called and asked for one of our union reps to provide me with something. I haven't received that. I drive a bus that runs down the essential lines of working. Well, that runs down a busy street where it's nobody at work, okay? And that's downtown. And, yes, they have the buses blocked off from the driver's seat back to the handicap area where is a they got the seat belt barricaded in the area so won't nobody come in. But the thing is, they're telling us on the radio to when the bus gets 70% full. Okay, 70% full is what? And when we call in and say that, okay, our bus is 70% full, they say keep riding. If they decide to ride the bus, then let them on. Keep driving. If they decide to let us ride the bus, if they decide to ride the bus, let them on. I had an incident last Thursday where I called them less desired people because that's who really is riding my bus. I told a less desired that they can't do a round trip back and forth. And if they wanted to stay on the bus, they would have to go down and pay at the station. And he told me to get the police. I called BCC. I told BCC what was going on. Of course, it was a lot of them on the bus. So, you know, once one act up, the rest of them stay. BCC told me to let them stay on the bus. When the police came to get him off the bus, the police never showed up. However, he harassed me by getting up, coming over the barricade area. He dumped my trash in my seat. He also touched my mask that I had for myself, contaminated it. He poured drink on my steering wheel and pulled the telephone off that we used to call BCC with. My bus is always packed.
they said MARTA police supposed to be out there to tell the people at the station, because they don't get packed like riding down through the street. They start off packing out the bus at the station. So if it is an essential worker that wants to ride coming from home or go to work, they can't get on the bus because the bus is already packed out. And nobody is stopping it. As far
would
as
you consider MARTA to be a public health issue right now because of how things are going on the bus?
Yes. Yes, it's a health issue. It's a health issue because I have asthma. If I'm not provided a mask, guess what? If I catch COVID, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. And people are.
What are some solutions here?
I think that if they, I'm not sure we have a whole lot of officers, but I can say this. We have a lot of officers that stand around the station doing nothing. I know they're supposed to be security, securing the stations or whatever, but you can put a MARTA bus, you can put a MARTA police on the bus and let the people know you can't ride if you're not going to work. That's what Trump said they were putting in place. The governor said they was putting in place. If you're not an essential worker, you know, you were going to get fined. This is a rumor that went around last week that you would get, we could say that they're going to get fined or go to jail or whatever. Well, when we went back to work yesterday, Monday, they didn't implement that. People were still riding the bus. After 6 o'clock, businesses are closed. Who on the bus? The less desired. And guess what? They was packed on the bus with their alcohol, doing everything on the bus, trashing the bus, and nothing is being done.
That is really interesting. So, and you're saying that MARTA as a company, they're not providing any resolution to make sure that the public remains safe. Because here's the truth of the matter. Individuals who are, and I don't call them less desirable. I desire them. I think they're great people. But individuals who are on the bus who are dealing with an underlying addiction such as alcoholism or drug abuse, or even if they are experiencing homelessness, they're riding the bus, and they are riding the bus in large groups, which means that they could likely be infecting each other, and there is no remedy right now from MARTA.
No remedy. And there's no way that you can say that they're sitting 6 feet away. Because actually,
well, I saw the pictures. It's absolutely no practicing of social distancing at all.
It's not at all. Not at all. Not even with the 10 people gathering. You can't even say that they're protecting each other with 10 people gathering, because even with 10 people gathering, they sit side by side or right across from each other. So, it's not. I don't think they're protecting the health. The public by allowing people to get on the bus, period, and packing out the bus. Ten people.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, because I'm running out of time. Right now, there are multiple organizers of different parties and pastors who decided to still hold church service. They violated the 10-person rule and they violated the social distancing rule. And these individuals were arrested. Now, the people that they invited, the individual members, the partygoers, they did not get arrested. Only the person in charge. Would you go so far as to say the MARTA CEO should be held criminally liable for what violations are happening at MARTA?
Absolutely. I think that if you disobey the law, which is the people that's above you, the governor, the mayor, you know, I think that you should be held liable for committing a crime.
All right. Listen, I want you to stay safe. I know it's tough out there for you. You're providing an essential service because there are many frontline workers who depend on public transportation in order to get to work and to get back home. We're going to continue to shine a light on this. I hope things get better, because we will stay on top of it, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Sean, and I'm keeping her real name anonymous, who is a MARTA bus driver, giving us inside information. But you heard it here first. That creates a public health crisis for others. I need you to understand that it's not just about MARTA drivers. It's not just about the MARTA CEO. It's not just about individuals who may be homeless or may be drinking on MARTA. It is about the fact that this virus spreads by way of grouping. This virus spreads because of groups interacting. Okay? And if that's the case, if we have all of these social distancing mandates and orders from the governor, from cities, from counties, but for some reason, MARTA as a company is completely immune to a law. I don't understand that. We're putting people in danger. There has to be an enforcement component so that essential workers are still able to utilize the service. Yeah, I know it's uncomfortable. I know it takes more effort. I know you would rather just say, hey, let them deal with each other. We don't want to get involved in that. But you have to. We're in the middle of a global damn pandemic. You have to get involved. You have to show leadership now. You have to say no to somebody. You have to increase the bus routes, not decrease them, so that you can have a decreased bus load. That's what you have to do now. That's part of the solution now. 404-892-2703. Just giving you some of my advice from a place of common sense. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.